And now we talk cross country here as the cross country team off to a pretty good start here, both sweeping the team titles at Goodland last Thursday, and they're going to get a really big test coming up tomorrow, and a good road trip as well for them as they will head to Heston and compete there. And we're going to talk with a couple of the sophomores on the cross country squad here tonight, starting off with sophomore Brindley Stevens. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing good, thank you. Well, last week, season opener there, and it almost feels like you're guaranteed it's going to be a hot day, just that time of the early year, and it was hot there in a pretty, I think, a windy or hilly course, at least at Goodland there. And how'd you feel like you ran there last Thursday?
Definitely not my best time. Mm-hmm. We always know going to Goodland is going to be tough, being the first meet, and it was pretty hot, but definitely not satisfied with my time, so maybe this week.
Do you maybe take a look at it, maybe just that's a start to the season there and say, all right, this is my time and I'm not going to get any worse than this? Is that kind of how you look at it?
Kind of. Definitely, yeah. Room for improvement. Mm-hmm. Last year, you know, we kind of peaked at the beginnings of that course was just a lot different than the other ones that we ran out. It seemed a lot faster, so.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit different for you as well. It's your second year out for cross country, and what's it been like the second time around, maybe compared to last year at this time?
I'm definitely a lot more prepared coming in. I ran all summer. Last year, I was still trying to play volleyball until right up at the beginning of August. So this year, I got a lot of miles in the summer, worked pretty hard, and ready to go.
Did that feel like that made a big difference for you?
Oh, definitely. Definitely a lot more prepared. So.
Well, and what's maybe your ideal time here that you have this year?
I definitely want to get it under 21. Last year, I think my best time was a 21.02, so I want to get in the 20s this year.
Well, I think you can do that here. It's early, and now Heston tomorrow. It's going to be another warm day, I assume, here, and a different course there. And excited for a brand-new course to run on?
I am. I think it'll be a good meet.
All right, I think so, too. That would be a good early season test for you. Sophomore Brindley Stevens joining us here, and thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, sophomore Brindley Stevens joining us here. Our next guest is going to be another sophomore, Brendan Bailey. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. And ask you this, too, as well. Did you like how you ran last Thursday in your time there at Goodland?
It was definitely a good time. I really liked it. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun being out there with getting back into it.
And it's your second year of high school, of course, and second year running the 5K in terms of your distance here. Do you feel like that you're a lot more prepared this year than you were last year at this time?
Most definitely, because I kind of know how to race it a little better, and I'm not trying to still figure out how to race a 5K. So,
Easier. Were you happy with your maybe place and finishing as well?
I was definitely happy with where I finished. I feel like I could have led the race a lot more, but it was a pretty good race, and we did pretty good as a team, so I was happy with it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. A lot of you guys are right up there at the top. That's pretty cool there. But, you know, sophomore year, get a new challenge here, and I think you had a pretty good freshman year, of course, with cross country, but you also had a pretty good freshman year track. That kind of relay back into or, you know, kind of connect from your track season, the confidence heading into this year?
Yeah, it definitely did. The confidence that I have this year is a lot higher than last year just because I know there's a lot more pressure on me, so I have to go out and produce a little more, but it's definitely there higher, so.
Well, tomorrow, Heston, early season test, you're going to see some pretty good runners and pretty good competition. What's probably the most exciting part about this challenge for you tomorrow?
Probably just seeing where I can run with those 5A and 6A schools, just seeing where I am with them and seeing if I can beat them.
So. All right. Well, have fun there and enjoy the course there tomorrow, and hopefully things work well for you.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Brendan Bailey joining us here tonight from Skunsit Ace Hardware. And now we talk here with head coach Joey Meyer. Well, coach, you know what? You needed a kind of a measuring start to the season. I think you definitely got that. A good start to the season last week up at Goodland.
Yeah. I was really impressed with the team. How it right before the meet started, it was kind of cool. And then the humidity hit, and I was like, uh-oh. But they fought through it, and the girls were the first ones to go through, and they – squeaked by to win it. Colby only had four girls, or they probably would have ended up winning it. They didn't have a fifth, and they had four in the top ten. So, but the girls went out and competed and got that first place. And then the JV boys about swept the top 10. That was pretty cool to see. Nine of the 10 were all Scott City boys. So that was cool. And then our varsity boys went out and competed and had six of them in the top 10, which is pretty cool.
That is. They almost had a perfect score.
Yeah, the boys were one off of a perfect score for varsity, which is pretty cool. You don't get that close to that.
No, you don't. That's pretty cool there. Just kind of your newcomers, do you feel like that they really came in and settled pretty well early on?
Yeah. Brendan pushed Efren pretty good at the beginning, and Efren probably went a little hard at the beginning. He didn't really have a kick at the end, but that will come for him. Mm-hmm. He'll figure out his 5K, and then he'll be hopefully pushing with Brendan in the top of the pack. Logan got in the top 10 for his first meet as a freshman. That's pretty impressive. Haley Chaplin on the girls' side, mm-hmm. she got 11th. She was right outside, but she looked strong. She was with Brindley and Claire about the whole race, so that was pretty impressive to see for this first year of doing cross country for her.
Yeah, I mean, is it about maybe where you expected to see your kids maybe time-wise yesterday?
Time-wise, probably not just because of the heat and the hills, but placing-wise, I expected to kind of see the Scott City boys and girls up there at the front of the pack. Time-wise, I hope it drops hopefully a minute or so. But this meet's supposed to be a pretty fast meet coming up, so I'm hoping for a big change in the times, but the places are going to be hard to come by in the next few meets.
Of course, with Heston tomorrow, this is a brand-new course for everybody here. And what have you been able to maybe find information-wise on Heston?
So last year, a lot of the best times teams turned in was from Heston meet, and we get to see Southeast Saline that beat both our boys and girls. So that was a big provider. I'm wanting to change to kind of go to Heston, and we found out there's 53 teams there.
Whew.
So it's going to be a huge meet. There's 1A through 3A division and then 4A through 6A, but they all run against each other in class periods.
Okay.
Or not class periods, it's like age. So it's going to be freshmen running against freshmen, sophomores, and so on, and then you combine to team score. So it's going to be a little different on that aspect, but when you have 53 teams – you're going to have a lot of good competition, so it's going to be good for everybody.
Man, they as big as Heston is, and where you guys run, do you guys run it on the golf course?
The golf course right on the interstate,
Man, parking is going to be a premium tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's going to – I when I saw that, I was like, 53 teams at a cross-country meet, but it'll be fun.
But that's got to be a pretty fun environment, though. It's very reminiscent, probably, I would assume, of State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be just the environment. Hopefully, will be a lot like State, but – yes, you go against run freshmen, sophomores, but you're going up against 4A to 6A kids, so you know you're going to have some speed. So it's going to be nice to see where we're at on each class division.
All right. Great start to the year for cross country. As Scott said, he'll be running at Heston for the first time ever tomorrow afternoon. And Coach Joey Meyer joining us here. Thanks, as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys
coming
up tomorrow.
I appreciate it.